Resources Board meeting. Officially start the meeting at 1:05.
Yes, I have some things to say. Thank you, Commissioner Taylor. Good afternoon. I'm Suzanne Seeger, a senior planner in the Heritage Preservation section of the City Planning Department. Today's Historical Resources Board meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of California Government Code, Section 54953E, as amended by Assembly Bill 2249, which allows the city to use teleconferencing and to provide the public an opportunity to address the board via a call-in option or an internet-based service option. Effective February 10, 2023, the Historical Resources Board will be meeting in person, and the meetings will be open for in-person testimony. In lieu of in-person attendance, members of the public may submit their comments online via the Development Services webpage, via telephone, Zoom, or U.S. mail, in the method documented on the posted agenda. Today we are using Zoom as our hybrid meeting platform. In addition, this meeting is being live streamed via the City of San Diego's Public Hearings YouTube channel. Please note the buttons on your Zoom meeting bar that pop up when you move the mouse. Share screen will enable an applicant to give a presentation, and the microphone is to mute and unmute. Please remember to stay muted when you are not talking and to unmute yourself when you speak. When wanting to participate in a discussion, please virtually raise your hand and Vice Chair Taylor will call on you in the order entered. Please refrain from using the meeting chat in order to comply with the Brown Act. Thank you.
Very good. We're going to do a quick roll call to confirm board members' attendance. When I call your name, please say present. Board Member Coyle.
Here.
Board Member Cortez.
Present.
Board Member Woods.
Present.
Board Member Byers.
Present.
Board Member Winter.
Present.
Board Member Miller.
Present.
And Board Member McCullough.
Present.
Thank you. Do we have any board members needing to leave early?
I have to leave by 3:30, but I feel like the room is also has to leave by 3:30, yeah. So I don't think that's an issue.
That's correct. We're only here up until 3:30. So we have no early departures. Non-agenda public comment. Non-agenda public comment is an opportunity for board members of the public to address the board on issues within the jurisdiction of the Historical Resources Board, not previously heard or on the agenda. Members of the public attending in person must submit a speaker slip to the hearing secretary, and those attending remotely should indicate their desire to speak by raising their virtual hand. Speakers will be provided 3 minutes. 3 minutes each to address the board.
We don't have any non-agenda public comment speaker slips in the room today, but we do have someone online, Johnny Roxley.
Hello, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you have 3 minutes.
Fantastic, thank you so much. I wanted to speak today in opposition to a pending permit for a property on Panorama Drive. The permit number, The permit number is 319-8264. Is for the addition of a three-story ADU on Panorama Drive at that property at 4785 Panorama Drive. I want to say I'm opposed to that, for granting that permit. And the reasons, this is a very unique area of town. It is a historical district. We all participated in the city's process to name this a historical district. And at the time, we all understood that there would be certain restrictions as homeowners on what we could do in order to continue keep the vibe, keep the feeling, keep the ambiance of this neighborhood true to the concept of the historical district. I really strongly feel that a three-story ADU at this property would really have a very negative impact on this area, on this district, and on Basically, the panoramic view of the sky that we see, the open space that's enjoyed by many San Diegans, not just residents. A lot of people walk through this neighborhood or bike through this neighborhood. And it is a bit of a breath of a fresh air to be able to look up and see quite a bit of sky. And in the evenings, stars, planets, etc., moon. So I really wanted to point out that this is a primarily one-story house neighborhood. There are no three-story structures. I think I mentioned that I've lived here for about 27 years, really love it. It's a great environment, and we want to keep it that way. The last item I'd like to ask for is, we did present, actually several of us commented on the meeting back on the 25th of July, and we understood there would be an update, some kind of detailed update or briefing once the HRB had reviewed this. I'm just wondering if there was any status on a time frame for that as well. And that's it for me.
Thank you for that comment. And next we have Susan B.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm calling the same sentiments as the previous caller. Based on the July 25th historic board resource board meeting, I would like an update on the and give you my briefing and the review of a three-story ADU project. I live in the Valley Vista District, Historic District, actually born and raised, which is primarily one-story homes. I am very upset and concerned about the proposed three-story ADU next to a one-story Mills Act home at 4785 Panorama Drive. There is a pending permit, DSD permit record number 3198264, that requires an environmental impact report per CEQA, because it will cause a substantial negative impact on our historic district. The city incorrectly claims that approval of the permit is a ministerial task. Any permit must comply with code, with city code and U.S. Secretary of the Interior standards for the treatment of historic properties. A three-story structure in a historic district of primarily single homes cannot meet those standards. Moreover, the property should be disqualified from Mills Act tax benefits. Lastly, I request that the HRB add this proposed non-conforming three-story ADU project to your agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have Marissa Martinez. Marissa, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, I am also calling in regards to the ADU in the Valley Vista Terrace neighborhood. I do live in a historical home. We have been in the neighborhood for over 20 years. The permit number is 3198264. And I'm not going to repeat everything the previous two neighbors have said, but I am concerned about the three-story building going into our neighborhood. So we would just like an update. That was it. Thank you.
And next week.
All right. Good afternoon. Thomas Nelson, 24-year resident of Panorama Drive. Just want to also agree with everyone else. I am opposed to this and this three-story ADU. That is my input. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. And we have Chuck Kaminsky. Are you there, Chuck?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Just a brief comment. I have read on the city's, I don't know if it's the Planning and Development Services Department. First of all, good afternoon, everyone. That there's going to be a citywide historic context survey that's projected for 2028. And I wonder if the HRB board has been given a briefing on the work plan that's on the city's website regarding historic preservation, particularly as it relates to this upcoming citywide historic context statement. Also, just as an observation, much of the language in the work plan related to historic preservation seems to revolve, in my opinion, around housing versus preservation. I understand that the linkages are trying to be made, but it seems to emphasize more about housing and preservation as second tier versus primary tier. So I'm hoping in the future that staff will provide updates to the HRB board regarding both the context statement work plan and the language that's in the historic preservation component of what's on the city's website. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And if there are no more public comments, non-agenda items, we move to administrative items.
Thank you. Prior to today's meeting, the board members have been emailed the HRB criteria guidelines, the motion and findings form for historical designation, comments submitted via the web form prior to this morning at 10 a.m., and correspondence from Mission Hills Heritage on item two.
Thank you. And do any board members wish to provide comments on items not on today's agenda? Today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to declarations of conflict. Do any board members need to disclose any conflicts of interest on any items on today's agenda? Seeing none, but I have one. It's simply a disclosure for item 7. We have a historian, Doug Mingers, that I started my career with, and we attended archaeology classes together. And so we've known each other for quite some time, but I don't see that as creating any bias or impacting my ability to vote professionally on that item. Okay. And ex parte communications. Do any board members need to disclose any ex parte communications on any items on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none. Did any board member fail to visit the site of any designation item on today's agenda? Board Member Woods.
I don't know if that caught up on the Zoom, but she said she did not visit site number 3. I think a lot of people are going to have that same issue.
Right.
And the site was hard to access because you can't get there via vehicle. And it's rough terrain. There's also some sensitive habitat there. So staff did not set up a site visit as it could potentially harm the surrounding area. So if the board wants to do so, staff recommends that they consider waiving the site visit on factor 1, where a physical visit to the site would not significantly contribute to an understanding or appreciation of the historicity or the proposed site, or the availability of site to this. The availability of access to the site, is limited, and the historical elements are sufficiently documented and demonstrable to the board through the use of graphic or other visual aids presented at or prior to the meeting.
Board Member Cortez?
I also wasn't able to visit item 3, the site, and I'll make a motion to waive the requirement based on factor 2. The availability of access to the site is limited, and historic elements are sufficiently documented and demonstrable to the board through the use of graphic or other visual aids presented at or prior to.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Winter.
I'd like to speak for myself. Mr. Pierre?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't be supporting this motion, and this kind of gets to the larger substantive discussion that I hope that we will have on item three, and whether this kind of archaeological only approach really hit all the targets on this property. And I think my mic's on. Is a third one a charm? But not more. Okay. Because there's letters from two tribes in the record regarding their desire to have impact, to have some impact and consult on this. And I don't know what the outcome of those efforts were, whether the city engaged in that. So it kind of leaves open whether there's a tribal cultural resource, cultural landscape there, which very well could be, and that's a kind of resource that really needs to be experienced firsthand and not on paper. So I won't be supporting that, and I will be pulling that item. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Coyle. Any other board member comments? Okay, and we will vote on that motion. Board Member Cortez. We'll start with Second Vice Chair Byers.
Yes.
Board Member Cortez.
Yes.
Board Member Coyle.
No.
Board Member McCulloch?
Yes.
Board Member Miller?
Yes.
Board Member Miller voted yes. Board Member Winter?
Yes.
Board Member Woods? And that motion passes. Do we have any requests to continue or withdraw any items on today's agenda? And hearing none, seeing none online. Okay. Is there anyone from the public that wants to speak on the request for okay. Staff has proposed items for inclusion on the consent portion of the agenda. Actions to designate a resource as historic require affirmative vote of 6 board members, and all other actions require affirmative vote of a majority of board members present. Any board member may add or remove an item from the consent portion of the agenda. Any removed items will be heard in accordance with their regular placement on the agenda, unless otherwise indicated by the chair. The following items are proposed by staff for the consent portion of the agenda. Item number 3, item number 5, item number 6, and item number 7. Do any board members wish to add or remove items from the consent agenda?
Vice Chair Taylor, we received a speaker slip on item 3, and that person has indicated that they want to speak, so we will be pulling that item. But also, Ms. Coyle has indicated she would like to hear that too.
And so we'll pull item number 3, the consent agenda, and Board Member Woods.
I think
that's what.
support item six, but I don't really want to pull it from the consent agenda, but I had a question about the naming policy, and I don't know if I could just do that quickly without pulling it from consent. We'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, I believe we can have that discussion if everyone, if the board members are okay with it.
I will, all right, I'm going to do this. Okay.
Yes.
It's within our prerogative to waive our naming policy, to change it. And just the name, I know that Suzanne has followed the rules here. We have a very ungainly name, Fox Gaines Realty Investment Company House, which is going to look hideous on a plaque. But that's not really my objective. When I read the report, I realized, oh, this is Samuel Fox, and this is of the Lion Department Store. And I just think, in terms of telling history, it would be so much more meaningful for people seeing that plaque to see Samuel Fox's name there, because some people will make the connection with that important building. So would it be possible then to change the name to the Samuel and Pauline Fox House? That would be my motion, I guess.
Staff
has no issues with that. There are two other buildings named for Samuel Fox, but I think the naming is different on this one, so it'll be clear which building is which. The board wants to include that in the consent agenda motion. That's the table.
Thank you, Board Member Woods. Okay, we're going to take a vote to, we have a motion to for the consent agenda, items 5, 6, and 7.
Change to the for item 6.
With the name change for item 6, and we're pulling number 3. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second Vice Chairperson Byers.
I'll second it and just make a comment that if the house we're talking about, item number 6, comes back from Millsac, that some consideration be given to the rail at the front door and the cover on the front door and the back window that has a design in it, if that is not original. Otherwise, I guess I support putting these 3 on consent. Thank you. With the amendment to the name.
Thank you very much, Board Member Coyle. And we'll start a vote. And any members of the public wishing to speak to items on the consent agenda may do so. Members of the public attending in person must submit a speaker slip to the hearing secretary, and those attending remotely should indicate their desire to speak by raising their virtual hand. Speakers will be provided 3 minutes per person, per item, to address the board. Please state your name, the item or items you're speaking to, and whether you are in favor or opposition to the staff recommendation on that item. And we have in favor, we have Jan Stiegler.
Yeah, for item 6, we have Ion Stiegler and Peter Kempson, did you guys want to?
And Peter Kempson.
Only if it were to be pulled from the consent agenda.
Okay. Okay. We are going to take a vote.
We do have
someone online, Jeremy Rappaport. Do you want to speak to having any of the proposed items staying on consent or taken off consent?
Jeremy?
Jeremy, you're unmuted. Want to speak?
Okay. Looks like Jeremy is not there. We'll move on. And no other speakers indicated online. Before we close public testimony, I ask the staff to state for the record whether any written communication has been received in advance of the meeting for any of the consent agenda. Okay. All right, we'll take a vote. And we'll start with Board Member Woods.
Yes.
Thank you. Board Member Winter?
Yes.
Board Member Miller?
Yes.
Board Member McCullough?
Yes.
Board Member Coyle?
Aye.
Board Member Cortez?
Yes.
Second Vice Chair Byers?
Yes.
And that's a yes for me. They are designated. yes. Yes. Is anyone representing those three items want to speak at this time?
Jeremy Rappaport is actually on.
Okay.
I think he said he had trouble unmuting. I think he wanted to speak.
Oh, okay.
Item 7.
Jeremy, are you there for item number 7?
We can't hear you. Hold on one second.
We can't hear you. You are unmuted right now. Jeremy?
We can see you talking.
We are unable to hear you. We see your mouth moving. Would you like to speak on Jeremy's behalf,
sure.
Deb? Please.
Doug Mengers with Pangis, representing property owner Jeremy Rappaport. He wanted me to let you know how much he appreciates the honor to own and preserve a piece of San Diego heritage, and his sincere thanks to all of the stakeholders who made this honor possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone from item number 5, 955 Bangor Street, who wish to speak? Seeing none online. What about item number 6, 305 West Olive Street? Do we have someone to speak? Okay.
I wanted to thank the board and also note that I believe the property owner is online, and I believe they may have their hand raised as well to comment.
I see Mr. Bell. I don't see his hand raised, but if he would like to speak, go right ahead.
It should be a Mr. Lars Bell.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That is him.
Yeah, thank you. I want to say that I appreciate your work on this, and thank you for our consideration, and that we appreciate you seeing the historical context of our property.
Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, we have Ginger Weatherford. You can unmute yourself.
Hi, sorry, I didn't realize it was already time because of the ethics training. Is Keith York there for item 5?
No, he's not in the room that I see.
Well, I would like to thank the board on his behalf, along with his wife, Jessica. Thank you so much for considering the property today.
Thank you. And that's the conclusion of comments on the consent.
Mr. Chair? Hi. Can I just make a comment on item number 5? They talked about the criterion A, and I hope that maybe at some point that would come back before us, because when I turned that corner, I could totally feel the unified context of that area and the brick that connects those three properties and the landscape. I was really feeling that connectivity, and at some point, maybe that can come back before the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Coyle. So, with the consent portion of the agenda adopted, the remaining items for discussion at today's hearing are as follows and will be taken in the order listed. First, we'll have ethics training. And hold on.
Breaking news, we were scheduled to have an ethics commission training today, but I think we have a bit of a time crunch. So, yeah. So I think that they are going to request to come back next time.
Good afternoon, everyone. Special shout out to Board Member Coyle, who I know. We are here from the ethics commission to provide
in a good way.
Yes, in a good way. We went to law school together. Consider her friend. Not any ethics problem, no. In fact, you are one of our most diligent people about calling us. We are here to provide, three of us, to provide your required ethics training, which is a requirement every 2 years. It's especially fun to teach after lunch, I'm sure, for all of you, 2 hours of ethics law. But this class runs at least 90 minutes, and if you wanted to ask us questions, it can go even longer. So we are now very mindful that you have a tight schedule today, and so we are just saying, if you wish, we could come back. We're happy to start teaching and do this, but I know you have other items and we have no way of gauging your time needs. I did hear something at the beginning of the meeting, that's why we're raising this, about your time crunch.
I believe we're under a time crunch every meeting. So when you come back, it's going to be a similar situation. So if you're prepared to offer the training, I think we should get it done so we can have all the other.
We are.
Very good. And so what we're considering is the ethics training first, and then item number 3, and then item number 2, and item number 4, if time permits. Do we have a motion to approve the balance of the agenda in the order listed? Ethics 3, and then item 2, and then item 4. Do we have a motion?
I can make that motion, that we move forward with the remainder of the agenda with the items as you noted them, Chair.
Very good, thank you. Board Member, second Vice Chairperson Myers. Sorry, Myers. Do we have a second?
Second that.
Thank you, Board Member Miller. Okay, and we move to a vote. and board member Cortez?
No.
Okay, second vice chair Byers?
Yes.
Board member Coyle?
Yes.
Board member McCullough?
Yes.
Board member Miller?
Yes.
Board member Winter?
So I'm sorry, I thought there was going to be a discussion before the motion, but was there any staff comment on this? To motion?
On the order, we're voting on the order.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Board member Woods?
Yes.
Okay, and we will take that order. And it's a yes for me. Thank you. And so we'll move to any members of the public wishing to speak to items on approval of the minutes may do so. Members of the public attending in person must submit a speaker slip to the hearing secretary, and those attending remotely should indicate their desire to speak by raising their virtual hand. May I please have a motion to adopt the minutes from August 22nd? Oh. And first we'll go to public comments, sorry. For the minutes, last meeting August 22, 2024. See none here present, any online? Nope, none online. May I please have a motion to adopt the minutes for August 22nd, 2024? Anyone?
So moved.
Thank you, Board Member Coyle. Second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Board Member Cortez. And we'll start the vote. Board Member Woods?
Yes.
Board Member Winter?
Yes.
Board Member Miller?
Yes.
Board Member McCullough?
Yes.
Board Member Coyle?
Aye.
Board Member Cortez?
Yes.
Second Vice Chair Byers?
Yes.
It's a yes for me. And so the minutes from August 22nd, 2024 have been adopted. And next we'll hear from staff member Kelly Stanfield.
Thank you. Just two items to report out today. At recent Historical Resources Board meetings, the board has made separate requests for information items or training related to accessory dwelling units on sites with historic resources or within historic districts, and on city regulations and processes related to permitting of projects in relation to historic resources and districts. Staff is working on a comprehensive information item about the city's Heritage Preservation Program, which will include these topics and others, and will provide a good baseline of information about the city's existing program as we begin to identify, develop, and discuss updates to the Heritage Preservation Program as part of Preservation in Progress. We expect to present this comprehensive information item at the October or November HRB meeting. And then the second announcement, as alluded to in one of our non-agenda public comments earlier, we are very excited to announce that the City Planning Department has been selected by the state to receive a certified local government grant to begin preparation of the first comprehensive citywide historic context statement. While the city has many community-specific as well as architecturally specific and culturally specific context statements, the preparation of a citywide context statement has been a long-identified need that we are excited to be undertaking. The grant will fund the first step of what is expected to be a multi-phase, multi-year effort to efficiently identify places of historic, architectural, and cultural importance throughout the city. The $40,000 grant will be managed by the Heritage Preservation Section and will significantly leverage department resources to complete phase one of the historic context statement. The phase one effort will include compilation of past contexts and research materials, development of a methodology, public scoping and engagement, and identification of key development themes across the entire city. We'll keep the board and the public updated, and we will be launching a website for the effort in the coming months. Thank you.
Suzanne?
For the subcommittee report out, the policy and archaeological subcommittee, the policy subcommittee will be on Monday, October 14th at 3 p.m. in the large conference room on the fifth floor of the city administration building. And for more information regarding the archaeological and tribal cultural resources subcommittee, please visit the development services website. And Ms. Anthony?
The next design assistance subcommittee meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 6th at 4 p.m. in the large conference room on the fifth floor of the city administration building. Thank you.
Thank you, staff. Next, we have staff from the Ethics Commission to present. I think we're starting with Sharon.
Just want to make sure we've got the PowerPoint up. Good afternoon again. I'll get started while they're getting that ready. Thank you for having us today. I know this is required training. I know it's long. I know it's after lunch and you have a full agenda. We're going to do our best to keep this engaging and important. This is required every 2 years because laws change, dollar amounts change. We think everyone needs a refresher, and it is in fact required. So thanks for including us today in your very full agenda. Before I go any further, let me introduce myself to those of you who don't know me and my staff. My name is Sharon Spivak. I'm the executive director of the Ethics Commission. I've been in this role for about 4 years. I spent 15 years before that as a deputy city attorney. I was in private practice at a firm before that. I say that because this is a practice area that we know well. I am joined by two other lawyers on my staff, both of whom will be teaching part of this class today. This is our specialty area. And our whole mantra to you, if you will, is that we want you to know how to issue spot and know when to call us. This is a proactive part of our office. We have a 24/7 advice line. Some of you have used it. We appreciate your diligence. We want to help you before you take action so you won't get in trouble. So I like to say in this, it's cliche, but the time you invest today keeps you out of trouble tomorrow. And again, we don't expect you to take these rules, especially for any of you who haven't been through this before, and memorize everything. We want you to be able to issue spot and say, wait, I need to call Ryan. With that, let me introduce Ryan. Ryan O'Connor will be teaching about half of this class today. He is an attorney who's been with the Ethics Commission for about 4.5 years now. Came from the Fair Political Practices Commission, where he was counsel there and private practice before that. And Ryan is our education program manager. So he is your first phone call. If you have any questions, he will help you. And all of our contact information is on that last slide. So that's important to know. And also with us, of course, is Megan Curran, who is our legislative program manager. She'll be teaching at the very end. She assists with education, but has many hats in the office. And we are the three attorneys who do advice in education. So with that, let's go into what we do and what we don't. We have jurisdiction over very specific laws, three main parts of the municipal code, and bringing in the California Political Reform Act. We are going to talk to you today only about the ethics ordinance. We also regulate campaigns and lobbyists. That's a lot of fun. There's a lot going on right now with that. You don't need to worry about that. This is just the ethics ordinance. All of you are subject to the ethics ordinance because you sit on this board. That sweeps you in. Certain high-level boards are required to be part of this ordinance. All of you file Form 700s, and that's something we'll talk about. You've all filed them, but we will be going over that law too. So we're being very specific today just to this ordinance. It's based primarily on the state laws that govern all public officials in California. Again, as I noted, it applies to you. You fall into that board and commission box, and we're focused primarily on financial disclosure and financial conflicts. Probably the most important segment of this class today that I'll be talking to you about is when to disqualify yourself from work. I took with great interest the comment that was made earlier where you were all asked if you needed to recuse. That is a lot of what we're going to talk about today. That's the single most important thing for all of you given the work that you do here and how important it is. Our work is designed to create transparency, to prevent the appearance of corruption and actual corruption. So we do a lot of education on the front end because you really don't want to talk to us on the enforcement side. And we don't regulate, we always say we don't regulate values or morality. All of you would instinctively know.